Please click the small gear icon in the lower right corner of the video settings, select Chinese and English subtitles, and restore Chinese audio playback. Hello everyone, this is Zhao Ming's Insight, News Commentary. Today is January 28. After the Zhang Yuxia incident was announced, it caused extreme shock to the outside world. Numerous international media outlets reported on it and published many commentary articles. Strangely, except for two commentary articles published by the People's Liberation Army Daily, domestic media almost ignored the incident. Even self-media outlets remained silent. Obviously, the authorities controlled public opinion and prohibited discussion of this topic. The authorities are very aware that this topic is too controversial, and once it gets out of control, it will definitely cause huge disputes and even lead to chaos. From the perspective of international public opinion, several days have passed, and people still seem not to have recovered from the tremendous shock. Zhang's arrest far exceeded people's expectations. The New York Times article, "Why Did Xi Jinping Target Zhang Yuxia, the second in command of the PLA?" mentioned that Zhang Yuxia's fate even shocked some experts who have long studied China. These experts thought they had a thorough understanding of Xi Jinping, the most powerful and authoritarian leader in China for generations. They estimated that Zhang Yuxia's influence was significantly greater than He Weidong's. However, people were shocked not because they couldn't imagine what would happen to Zhang Yuxia, but because they couldn't imagine Xi Jinping taking action against Zhang Yuxia. People understand that Zhang Yuxia became the vice chairman of the Central Military Commission entirely due to Xi Jinping's patronage. Xi Jinping chose Zhang Yuxia because they were from the same family lineage and had an extraordinary relationship of trust. However, with Zhang Yuxia's public downfall, all of this has shattered. The outside world doesn't understand what unforgivable crime Zhang Yuxia committed to reach this point. Why did Xi Jinping do this? What exactly did Zhang Yuxia do? The outside world doesn't know, but Xi Jinping had multiple options, so why choose the most impactful approach? It's almost baffling. Currently, the only information comes from the People's Liberation Army Daily, a subordinate of the military. The outside world can only make inferences based on the information provided by the People's Liberation Army Daily. The biggest crime given by the military is seriously violating and undermining the system of responsibility of the chairman of the Central Military Commission. There are also other issues such as seriously betraying trust and responsibility, seriously damaging the image of the military commission on WeChat, serious political and corruption problems within the military, and seriously undermining the political and ideological foundation. In total, there are five categories of crimes like selling official positions, which are relatively hidden, allowing leaders to shirk responsibility for investigation. However, issues such as undermining the military commission chairman's responsibility system and seriously damaging the image of the military commission on WeChat are serious political problems. These are all things that could be directly perceived. Why didn't Xi Jinping warn or deal with these issues earlier, instead of waiting until they became serious before taking action? Back then, the situation was like a country's army falling into disarray because it was his brother, his blood brother, his mother's beloved son. He couldn't act first, so he had to endure the situation. But Xi Jinping doesn't have so many scruples now. As long as he's suspicious, he can remove Zhang Yuxia at any time. Undermining the military commission chairman's responsibility means openly disregarding Xi Jinping's authority, or even intentionally infringing upon Xi Jinping's authority. This is insubordination. There's a strong element of deliberate intent in this. Why would Zhang Yuxia do this? What's the necessity of doing this? Xi Jinping isn't a puppet emperor in his hands, but he is a high-ranking general under the chairman. Zhang Yuxia wouldn't be unaware of this. Xi Jinping's behavioral logic is to clear all obstacles to ensure lifelong rule. Zhang Yuxia's power and position have reached their peak, and importantly, he's about to retire. Zhang Yuxia's behavioral logic should be how to make more money and how to ensure his safety. He's different from Xi Jinping. He can't fantasize about being a lifelong vice chairman. During Mao Zedong's era, the factions within the CCP were formed over decades, and the conflicts and entanglements between different factions were extremely intense, even to the point of life and death struggles. When one faction gained power, they would purge the cadres of the other faction. In any place where there were two field armies or cadres from different systems, the struggle would be exceptionally brutal. The logic of the internal struggle within the CCP now has fundamentally changed compared to the Mao Zedong era. During that time, cadres had lifetime tenure, so they would fight for power and position until their death. The factions at that time were real factions. They had a common purpose. But now, it's just temporary opportunism. Nobody will risk their life for others. Now, once they reach the highest position they can climb to, they immediately rush to get rich. If they can't get rich, they stop working. Inaction means no mistakes. Then they just wait for retirement. Once retired and without power, nobody will take them seriously anymore. Zhang Yuxia is one of those waiting for retirement. His most likely mistake is inaction, not openly challenging Xi Jinping or openly defying him. As for the ridiculous idea of Zhang Yuxia staging a coup, it's not even worth mentioning. What resources does Zhang Yuxia have to stage a coup? Zhang Yuxia has never been a commander-in-chief or a director of anything. He completely relied on Xi Jinping to become the vice chairman of the Central Military Commission. Is he going to rely on the equipment department to stage a coup? Zhang Yuxia isn't that stupid. Especially since Xi Jinping is extremely wary of the military, constantly rotating senior generals like a revolving door. Zhang Yuxia simply couldn't cultivate his own power base. The commanders of the troops he once commanded have changed several times. Even if someone follows Zhang Yuxia, it's only for promotion and wealth. Zhang Yuxia wouldn't be unaware of this. Even military leaders like Peng Dehue and Lin Biao didn't have the ability or the courage to launch a military coup. Even if Zhang Yuxia had the courage to stage a coup, between Xi Jinping and Zhang Yuxia, between the emperor and the general, how many people would choose General Zhang Yuxia? Regarding the rumor that the Zhang Yuxia group and the Miao Hua group were vying for Xi Jinping's suspicion, that's overestimating Zhang Yuxia. If the Miao Hua group has some semblance of existence, who is Zhang Yuxia's group? Zhang Yuxia is about to retire. Would he risk his life for others? He has already climbed to the highest position and is waiting for a glorious retirement and a comfortable retirement fortune. Attacking his opponents now would be meaningless and unnecessary. Only Xi Jinping can eliminate the Miao Hua group, not Zhang Yuxia. It is precisely because Zhang Yuxia has no group that he lasted until the end. If Xi Jinping is indeed purging Zhang Yuxia this time, it's precisely because he has already eliminated all the dangerous figures within the military. And now it's Zhang Yuxia's turn. It's conceivable that Zhang Yuxia previously helped Xi Jinping and Xu Qiliang control the situation and maintain stability. In this sense, he was used and then discarded. Some believe that Zhang Yuxia's combat experience in the Sino-Vietnamese War gave him considerable influence within the military, potentially posing a constraint on Xi Jinping. Others believe that Zhang Yuxia's long-standing network of connections within the military gave him independent prestige and influence. This overestimates Zhang Yuxia's power and influence. While Zhang Yuxia did participate in the Sino-Vietnamese border war, tens of thousands of officers participated in that war. Zhang Yuxia's most important asset for his rise to power was his family background. Zhang Yuxia ultimately became vice chairman of the Central Military Commission and a top figure in the military not because of his military achievements, but because Xi Jinping favored him. Zhang Yuxia's existence posed no threat to Xi Jinping whatsoever. Zhang Yuxia's influence stemmed from his power and position. He himself didn't possess any special qualities. Zhang Yuxia's greatest symbolic significance as vice chairman of the Central Military Commission was his close personal relationship and trust with Xi Jinping, a relationship spanning two generations, not his qualifications, abilities, or influence. The immense shock caused by Zhang Yuxia's purge surprised many experts because he had been considered Xi Jinping's closest military ally. They couldn't imagine Xi Jinping completely abandoning Zhang Yuxia, or that Xi Jinping would distrust anyone, even those with whom he had close personal relationships. Some media outlets said that by purging the number two figure, Zhang Yuxia, Xi Jinping could further consolidate his power. In fact, even without purging Zhang Yuxia, Xi Jinping had already consolidated his power. After purging Zhang Yuxia, Xi Jinping still needs other military generals to assist him. He cannot personally handle all the internal affairs of the military. Some scholars believe that Xi Jinping is laying the groundwork for long-term rule. Undoubtedly, Xi Jinping is indeed making arrangements for lifelong rule. The problem is that he didn't need to completely destroy Zhang Yuxia. In fact, to deter the military, taking down Miao Hua, Wei Dong, and several other generals from the 31st Army would have been sufficient. Within the military, no one had more reason to be arrogant and presumptuous than them. Zhang Yuxia lacked the power, and perhaps even the inclination, to prevent Xi Jinping from ruling for life. Getting Zhang Yuxia to retire would solve everything. Xi Jinping's drastic actions were purely preemptive maneuvers, and could even backfire on him. If there isn't a conspiracy involved, it only means Xi Jinping has gone mad. It's worth noting that many foreign commentators have linked the Zhang Yuxia incident to Taiwan. This is a very normal reaction, given that the PLA's main operational objective is Taiwan. Because of Xi Jinping's large-scale purge of the military, especially the removal of Zhang Yuxia, Liu Zhenli, and others, experts say Xi Jinping needs time to cultivate a new generation of trustworthy officers, thus reducing the likelihood of an attack on Taiwan in the short term. Some even believe this purge raises doubts about the PLA's ability to launch a large-scale military operation against Taiwan. The lack of experienced leaders in the military high command is particularly concerning. The scale of the battles Zhang Yuxia and others participated in is completely different from a potential war across the Taiwan Strait. Even if Zhang Yuxia were truly purged, it wouldn't affect Xi Jinping's resolve to use force. As of now, there's no one in the PLA who is completely irreplaceable. Xi Jinping's purge of the military may not necessarily delay his decision to launch a war across the Taiwan Strait. If he decides to launch such a war, the lack of experienced generals in the military high command and the reduced likelihood of an attack in the short term, as perceived by the outside world, is precisely what he needs. On the 26th, the PLA Daily published a lengthy commentary titled, "Always Blow the Charge Horn." The article specifically mentioned that identity does not grant immunity and merit is not a shield against punishment, all of which openly negates Zhang Yuxia's past accomplishments and sets the stage for his severe punishment. This commentary also listed several figures, such as Liu Xingshan and Zhang Zishan, whom the CCP used as negative examples. Everyone knows that Mao Zedong used Liu Xingshan and Zhang Zishan as scapegoats to assert his authority and intimidate CCP cadres. Mentioning these people is clearly creating public opinion to justify killing Zhang Yuxia. It's imaginable that privately mocking Xi Jinping for committing the crime of disrespect is considered a heinous offense. Daring to openly disregard Xi Jinping's existence, implicitly challenging his power and position, and trampling him underfoot is an act of rebellion and treason that should result in the extermination of his entire family. According to this logic, it seems that Zhang Xia absolutely had to be killed. Just a few days ago, he was the closest military ally, but then he suddenly became a mortal enemy for no reason. No charges were announced, he was simply executed for the crime of disrespect. This is really quite exaggerated. Was he afraid that the sensation and shock caused by the Zhang Xia incident wouldn't be big enough? From the logic of Xi Jinping's political purges, if Zhang Xia was indeed arrested, it wouldn't be surprising, nor would it be particularly noteworthy. Xi Jinping has already purged so many high-ranking generals, including several close allies he personally promoted. The main reason is his extreme insecurity. He's always worried about being looked down upon and manipulated. It's not that the generals are becoming increasingly disobedient and corrupt, but rather that Xi Jinping's demands are becoming increasingly high. Before, a bow was enough, now it requires prostration and abject submission. Finally, let me tell you an exclusive insider story. How exactly did Zhang Xia disrespect Xi Jinping, causing Xi Jinping to seek his death? Insider information. At a small meeting of military leaders, Xi Jinping was lecturing animatedly. When Zhang Sha farted, the sound was loud and prolonged, interrupting Xi Jinping's speech. Everyone else laughed, except Liu Zhenli, whose face turned red from trying to suppress his laughter. Xi Jinping gave Zhang Yuxia a cold stare. Zhang Yuxia hurriedly said, "My stomach feels a little upset." Xi Jinping said, "The problem is much, 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 much more serious than that." After saying this, Xi Jinping got up and left. The next day, Zhang Yuxia and Liu Zhenli were arrested. The military newspaper charged Zhang Sha with 5 serious offenses. Welcome friends to visit Zhao Ming's new website, the Bookworm's Corner, to purchase the ebook edition of Mao Zedong's 36 Strategies. The transcript of this episode's content has been uploaded to Zhao Ming's new website. Please come and browse and register. Thank you for your support. Goodbye.